We're back at it again. We're going to be talking about the inflation in the U.S., some of the numbers that came out, as well as the unemployment rate. Before we jump into that, we want to talk about the European Central Bank and their interest rate decision. They decided to keep it at 4.5%, which is historically, I think, one of the highest or the highest they've ever had it, and they hold it steady. The reason they kept it that way is because of inflationary pressures, as well as they're looking at the recession landscape that's facing the European countries and the EU in general.
Yes, I mean, from our side, it does make sense to keep the interest rate at that level for the time being. We have seen that the European Union is struggling quite a bit when it comes to economical growth, but you have, as a central bank, you have to act very cautious in this regard to not start taking measures too early. Because once you start lowering interest rates and something happens, then you're just like back to the wall. You can't really do anything anymore, or you even go back to quantitative easing, which is just printing money, which, as we have seen now, was not very healthy. I mean, we have been saying that for a long time already, actually, but it is really, like, for the moment, it makes sense to keep it as it is and to look what is coming.
Yeah, I think it's important to see their inflation numbers where they're sitting in the European or the Euro area, but the European Union in general, coming closer to that 2%, closer than what the US is maybe at, which we'll get into a bit later. But still, that the ECB takes that very seriously, for me, is a very good sign. You know, I like to see a central bank taking that at a more cautious approach there, as opposed to just saying, oh no, there's a recession, we better lower the interest rates. So saying, okay, hey, is this a light recession? Is it strong? How are the countries handling it? How are the people handling it? Is it worth lowering or going into quantitative easing to try to stimulate us out of it? Or are we going to be able to go through this rough patch and end up better on the outside by getting inflation in control?
Yeah, and I think it's very necessary how they react at the moment, because they lost a lot of credibility when they lacked inflation like 2 years ago in 2021, 2022. So now they have really to show that they are proactive in a way that they say, okay, let's wait for the actual data and then we also will move, and not just like playing it down and saying, yeah, you know, everything is done now, so we can go back down.
So let's jump into, we're kind of be talking about inflation and inflation numbers in the US and unemployment numbers. Maybe we'll start with inflation to get the overall picture. We saw core inflation actually ticked up year on year to slightly, by 0.01% year on year to it's now sitting at 3.8%.
Yeah.
I believe month on month, it stayed steady at about 0.4%. So we don't see much change. Both of that in terms of expectation kind of exceeded the expectations of what people were expecting. And then in terms of inflation, so that was core inflation, and inflation, I believe it's at 3.2%, which was also a 0.1% uptick as well.
Yeah, I think it's also interesting to see there how, even so the US was at the top of the inflation figure before the EU, how the EU is coming down quicker than the US. And it's also interesting that even though it is a slight uptick, it has been taken on very positively by the markets, which I think is a little bit dangerous, because you don't know really where it goes from here. And there are, as we have mentioned several times in the past, there are some cracks in the system which have the potential to drive inflation even higher again.
Speaking of those cracks in the system, we saw the unemployment rate in the US come out. It upticked again by 0.1% to 3.9% from 3.8%. And we also saw, you know, what's being touted as really good or great information, which is the non-farm payrolls, which came out at, gosh, what was it, 275,000 new jobs added, which, you know, is being, you know, I guess, spoken around as a wonderful thing. However, when you dive into the numbers, we see that really the job growth there was pushed by government jobs, federal and local, as well as healthcare sector jobs, which again are heavily subsidized by the government. Food and services also had quite a large uptick. But what's interesting is a lot of those jobs aren't full-time jobs.
Yeah, and it's also interesting. I mean, when you look backwards, what happened in December and January, like the payroll numbers were quite positive, but were revised by a huge amount, by a large number, which usually haven't happened like this during a healthy economical environment, as they say. And still, it did happen. And it's also interesting because being or creating this kind of work out of government-related areas would make you think usually that you have a more accurate overview of the numbers you get. And now you have these revisions, which are hard for me to believe that they didn't really know about that.
Yeah, it's certainly concerning to see, as you were mentioning, about these revisions are usually made in kind of recession times and yeah. Not in periods of economic strength that's being told to the American people. And so that, for me, shows real cracks, as we mentioned so many times, shows some real structural issues, I think, in the U.S. economy. And are we going to see these numbers revised, you know, going down the road? Because often the numbers revisions are not as widely spoken about as the initial numbers that are put out.
Yeah, definitely, yes. And it's also interesting, on top of that, we have seen recently the White House bringing out an announcement that they will introduce measurements to make it easier for people to buy homes. So to give them like tax credits and stuff like this, and also lower their insurance fees, for example, to insure their homes. And it is interesting that on one side, they are claiming that they have the soundest economical environment and they are so strong and everything is just perfect and they will grow forever, but whatever. But at the same time, they come out with measures to financially support their people, which one should also think about. That is something you come up if you have a crisis.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It brings me, you know, it reminds me about the point that in the inflation numbers that we saw this uptick. Yeah. Of that uptick, of that 0.01% uptick in inflation, I think it was 60% of that movement came from housing and transportation. Yeah. And so even they see, okay, here's this unaffordable situation, we have to help people. But your point is so well taken of, if you're in a good economic environment, people's wages are growing, they're fully employed, why is it that they can't afford housing? And yeah. that is a serious question that has to be asked.
Yeah,
it is certainly concerning. I think another interesting fact when looking at the non-farm payrolls is seeing who are getting the jobs. And it was interesting to look that U.S.-born people are getting less jobs than, I guess, immigrants into the country. And there's even a disparity in the private or civilian employment numbers and what the government is putting out. And, you know, it does raise the eyebrow of who are getting these jobs and who's, I guess, profiting or not profiting from these. And to see a lot of the jobs being part-time jobs doesn't necessarily speak for a good, healthy population in terms of economic growth and creating wealth for the population.
Yeah, I think we just have to be very careful and following everything closely and see where it leads to.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for today's discussion. Next week, you will not be with us.
Yes.
But we will be back. With me, we'll be talking about the Bank of Japan's interest rate decisions that will be coming out, as well as the consumer sentiment report in the U.S. So that will be fascinating to look at. And anything else that's interesting, I'm sure I'll bring it into the episode.
I'm sure you do.